Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first half hour today, I will have an interview done by David Teasdale with the Honorable Mary Claude Bebo, who will be talking about the budget. In the second half hour, I will have an interview with Nelson McCourt, Vice President of the Salon de Patrimoine Cleveland. Nelson will be talking about the upcoming Antique Farm Machinery Show. I will also have a short interview with Anne-Marie Bailey. She's the owner and manager of Black Cat Books in Lenoxville. We will start the show with a song called Visions by Nora Jones. We will hear the interview with the Honorable Mary Claude Bebo right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Visions in my head, I'm running from your bed, and I don't believe I'll make it to mine. I hear a hallelujah, and I swear it's coming through ya, and I can't believe I knew the first time we met. Stood in front of me. I don't like surprises, but look in your eyes is coming at me wise, like a freight train, and I'm afraid your rain is gonna fall and why.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. We're talking with Minister Bebo from the Stansted Compton riding, Minister of Revenue. And, well, Minister of Revenue, you must be pretty busy with the budget having been released yesterday.
Yes, I think the whole thing is working hard on that. And we're proud to have submitted a budget that is really focusing on the intergenerational equity.
What are some of the highlights of the budget? Now, I haven't had, I've heard some analysis of it, but I have to admit that what I've heard of it is conflicting. So some people say, well, it's good. Some people say, well, not so good. It probably depends on the point of view. What are some of the highlights of the budget?
Well, I would say that housing is really at the heart of it. And we are looking at housing mainly for the youth, but it's obviously benefits, you know, everyone. So different types of measures to support the construction of a new building apartment. So, for example, there is no longer GST for a couple of years to encourage the construction of apartment building. Mm-hmm. We have some programs through Quebec, but also through the CHL, the FHSA, I believe. So there's, you know, funding, different types of funding to increase the number of apartments available, therefore reduce the price. Mm-hmm. But there's also tools in terms of regulation. So we're looking at a Canadian Rent Protection Fund. So the idea is to help Canadian tenants be able for example, crack down on renovations. So they could have access to the price of the apartment in the previous years. We also want the bank to take into consideration if the new buyer was paying its rent at the right time. So we're trying to put in place some administrative and regulatory measures in place to support Canadians in their rights in terms of tenants. Mm-hmm. And then there are also measures to access a home, you know, to be able to afford a home.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there's the City App, this fund that was put in place last year, where young people can save up to $8,000 a year, up to $40,000, totally tax-free. So when they save the money and when they take the money back to pay their down payment on a first home.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one thing. They can also increase the duration of their mortgage from 25 to 30 years to have more reasonable monthly payments.
Mm-hmm.
We have given some flexibility on the wrap, you know, when you take your AR out,
yes,
to use it as your as a cash down. So there are plenty of measures around housing. This is really the big thing in the budget. And I would say that the second most important line on the budget is, mm-hmm, about the Canada Disability Benefit.
Oh, yes. What
so
about
it's
that?
A billion, yeah, so it's $1 billion a year that will go to people living with a disability, but it includes many seniors who might have some mobility issues or cognitive issues. So if you are eligible to the disability tax credit,
mm-hmm,
you will also get the Canada Disability Benefit, which is $200 a month to support, you know, tax-free, just to support you in your general expenses. So this is the second most important line on the budget this year. It really goes to people living with a disability, including seniors.
Yeah, they need the help for sure.
Yes. And then I'll go back indirectly to housing, mm-hmm, but very directly to the youth with some support on the workforce. So still related to housing, as I said, some support to these young people who are looking at a skilled trade job. So these jobs related to construction mainly. So there will be financial support, apprenticeship services to them. And also some scholarships, an increase in the scholarships of the graduate students who are doing their master or doctoral, postdoctoral studies. So investments in terms of research. There will be support also for strategic research infrastructure. So once again, we're looking, you know, how can we give hope to the next generation, give them the opportunities to have a good job in this, you know, these new sectors where the economy is going, and also be able to afford a house. So that's why we are really looking at this, as we say, intergenerational equity. So give, mm-hmm, them the opportunities that we've had when it was our time.
So a couple of questions I had about the housing. As I understand, yep, it, the housing raising the number of years from 25 to 30, but that's based on the construction of a new home, not the purchase of an existing building. And also, it must be the first time that you're buying a home. Is that right?
Yes, we're focusing on these young people who, because I think we all have the hope to clear our mortgage before 60. So if you buy it below under 30 years of age, well, you.
Mm-hmm.
You can still extend your mortgage up to 30 years. So we still want to be reasonable. We don't, mm-hmm, want to go as far as it is the case in Europe, for example, with 40 years and over.
Mm-hmm.
But for the youngest, first mortgage can be extended for five more years.
And I'm guessing that that limitation was put on to encourage an increase in housing rather than someone just buying an existing building. There'll be more housing available because they're actually having a building built. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. So we want to increase the number of apartments and residents available on the market because it will also help reduce the cost if the offer is higher.
And allowing tenants to use their history as a good tenant in order to convince the bank that they are not a risk is a very good move as well.
Yes, this is another objective that we have. Once again, it's really a huge toolbox.
Yes,
with different partners that we will put in place with the province, obviously, with the municipalities and the private construction companies, the l'OMH, the Office Municipal d'Habitation. In housing right now, the needs are huge and we all have to contribute.
Yeah, and considering that a lot of rents would be pretty much equivalent to the paying of a mortgage anyway. So, now, for the people with disabilities, when does that come into effect?
We have just tabled the budget and we have to go through the parliamentary process. So hopefully all of this will be done by the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
So then the rollout will be put in place another department, social development department. So it will be, I believe, by the end of the year.
I see. On the side of revenue, what are the mechanisms in the budget for paying for these projects?
The main, I would say, change that we are putting in place is about capital gain tax. So first, it's important to say very clearly that the main home, the principal residence, is still fully exempted from tax. So first thing that to remember. Then it will be an increase. The first $250,000capital gain will still be taxed at 50%, but above $250,000, it will be taxed at 66%. So this is one place where we will increase the revenue for the government to pay for these other benefits to those who need it most. And the maybe one thing that is important to clarify in terms of capital gains for businesses, the first exemption will go from $1 million to $1,250,000. So this is the exemption, the capital gain exemption for small businesses. So this is one place. And while we are investing in the economy, we are investing through different tax credits regarding technology, clean technologies widely, electric vehicles, les voitures électriques as well. So this is also, we have different ways to support the economy through these promising sector.
Yes.
So increasing the economy obviously increase the revenue for the government as well. So this is also the vision we have and the way we look at it.
Quite clever, I think, because it doesn't impact people generally. It's not on their principal residence. It's only on, let's say, a cottage or something like that. And it's only over $250,000. So already you're paying 50% on the $250,000. It's only above that you would pay the rate of 66%. Is that right?
Exactly. You're right.
Yeah. So,
and the idea behind that is to have some equity between the person who's getting his revenue from a salary, which is obviously taxed, fully taxed, considering the level of the revenue. Beside, you have the neighbor who gets the revenue from capital gain and only has 50% of it is subject to taxes. So it's a matter of equity.
Yes.
And it will, we estimate that it will impact less than 1% of the population.
It does sound equitable. And some of the analysis that I've read and heard over the past day, so most people seem to agree that it does seem to be equitable. It seems to be a fairly good budget, although people hardly ever say there's a good budget, but the general consensus seems to be that it is a good budget. Now, as far as the budget passing and being adopted, I think there's probably very little question of that, is there?
Well, we are confident that the NDP will support the budget. We have an agreement with them, and we have fulfilled our commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But we can never take anything for granted. So we'll do our homework the best we can, and we will go through the parliamentary process in the coming months. So hopefully, before the end of June, it will be adopted.
Well, I did hear the leader of the NDP talking about the budget, and he did seem, while no one is going to come, no politician is going to come out and be 100% for it, it did seem that he was quite favorable, considering his position.
Yes, and I mean, we've been working closely with them,
mm-hmm.
maybe a few other measures that we haven't mentioned for our volunteer firefighters. There will be an increase in the tax credit as well from 3,000 to 6,000. So these are volunteer by definition. So it's a way to recognize their hard work.
I hadn't heard that one.
That's why I'm putting the light on this one. You've heard about the other one, which is the support to local journalism.
Yes, I have heard that one, yes.
We have also a mental health program that will roll out as well for you, focus on you. So I was thinking of mental health SP that, for example,
yes.
who might have, might develop a program focusing on youth.
Mm-hmm.
Who could be eligible to this program. So this is something that is also interesting.
Yeah, just for our listeners who may not be aware, who may not have heard our first interview a couple of weeks back, the Local Journalism Initiative was renewed by the federal government, and that is what has been allowing us to have our reporter, Derek Bullard, give us the daily news, local news, in English here on the broadcast band. So that's wonderful.
Yes, and it's renewed for 3 years.
Exactly. So very, yeah. Very happy about that, because the local news is very much appreciated. Now, is
Absolutely.
There anything specific in the budget that you wanted to highlight for your district?
Well, the school food program is not only for the district, but I think we have not mentioned it yet. So working with Quebec, because there's already a school food program in Quebec, so we will support to bonify the program. And the idea is that 400,000 more kids who would have a breakfast before they go to school. So it's very sad to think that in Canada, it's not all kids who eat before going to school. It's very sad, so yeah. We are investing in this program as well.
Yeah, one of the most important projects, and I totally forgot to mention it. That's absolutely true, yeah. So that's a big step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And very important to local families as well.
So I think we've gone through most of the important elements, even if it's almost a 500 pages document. But,
yeah.
For agriculture, so there's the advanced payment program that we have confirmed. So this is a short-term loan program where farmers can borrow money in the beginning of the season when they have to buy all their inputs, and they reimburse at the end of the season when they harvest and they sell their products. So they could borrow up to $250,000 interest-free.
Oh.
Which could also be very interesting for our farmers. And we will be adding additional money as well in the Sustainable Canadian Agricultural Partnership Program, through which, I must say, a lot of the money is being managed by the MAFAC or La Financière Agricole,
mm-hmm.
but 60% of the funding often comes from the federal government.
That's a very important project that helps the farmers protect themselves against a failed crop. Now, how are they going to produce crop the next year if they failed their crop the year before?
Yes, and they are going through a hard time right now with the climate crisis mainly, yes. But also the very expensive input costs.
Yeah, and climate change has been very difficult. It's starting to be very difficult here in the region where we were kind of spared before, but now it's starting to change quite a bit.
Yes, so we're still there to support our farmers.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you very much for having taken the time to explain the budget to us and always being available to us to help explain what's going on in Ottawa and the different initiatives that are so important to us locally. We really, really, really appreciate your taking the time to do this for us.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is David Teasdale, and I have been speaking with the Honorable Marie-Claude Bibeau, Minister of Revenue for the Government of Canada, on the budget that was just released yesterday, so April 16th. CJMQ 88.9 FM, your home on the FM dial.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on The Cube, 88.9 FM. An antique farm machinery show coming up on June 15th and 16th at 128-143 Richmond, Quebec at the Richmond Fairgrounds. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is $20 for those 16 years and up, $5 for 10 to 15 years and free under 10 years. 10:30 a.m. Inscription for antique tractor pulls. The pulls start at 11 a.m. 1800 pork and beef supper with all the trimmings. Tickets are sold in advance. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $15 for those 16 years and up, $5 for children 10 to 15 years and free under 10 years old. 11 a.m. Tractor Parade, 1300 Tractor Games. Also for the 2 days, there is a public market, a flea market, canteen on the grounds, and a petting zoo. Canadian Independent Bookstore Day. Black Cat Books, located at 168E Queen Street in Lennoxville, invites you to join them on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for their annual Canadian Independent Bookstore Day celebrations. There will be sales, contests, giveaways, as well as in-person and online activities. Libraire Macroscope will also be joining them for a pop-up used book sale on the porch, and they hope to see everybody there. Register for the Cougar Run 2024. That happens on Saturday, May 11th at 10 a.m. The first 150 participants to register will receive a pair of Cougar Run sunglasses and a Cougar Run t-shirt. So jog over to the registration page online. The Cougar Run is a fundraiser event in support of the Champlain-Lennoxville Foundation. All proceeds from this fundraiser will go towards athletic excellence, participation in national championships, and the general fund, which supports overall student success and well-being. Join Literacy in Action's new Smart Science series, Engineering Squad, available now in Barrie. A family activity in Barrie, Saturdays 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. from May 4th to June 8th. Sign up with Angie at lia-estree.org or call 819-346-7009. Limited spots are available. The Township Sun is calling all poetry lovers. Join them at a poetry tea on April 21st, 2 to 4 p.m. at Uplands, and the admission is free. If you'd like to give a two-minute reading, please register in advance at townshipsunrsvp@gmail.com and tell them your name and your place of residence in the townships. Uplands Cultural and Heritage Center, located at 9 Speed Street in the borough of Lennoxville, will be presenting the art by the Lennoxville Art Group, LAG. This exhibit will continue until May 26, 2024. Alexander Galt's Art Concentration Program invites you to attend the 2024 Spring Art Auction, Thursday, April 25th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Galt Library. All proceeds go to the Maui Strong Fund. Payment is with cash only. If you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an event coming up, I would like to help you to announce it. It's free. Just please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com, and we'll get your event announced. Also, if you have a nonprofit organization and you would like me to do an interview with one of you, I would be more than happy to. Again, please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. Please note that all interviews are pre-recorded and not live and done by telephone. And I'd like to thank the Honorable Mary Claude Bebo for coming and doing the interview with David Teasdale. And we'll close out the first part of today's show with a song called Time, and it's by the artist called Virginia to Vegas. Stay tuned, we'll hear the news with Derek Bullard, a word from a couple of our sponsors, and we'll be right back after that. In the second part of today's show, we'll have Nelson McCourt telling us all about the Antique Farm Machinery Show coming up on the Richmond Fairgrounds, and that will be happening on June 15th and 16th. We'll also have Anne-Marie Bailey from Black Cat Books in Lenoxville talking to us about the Independent Bookstore Day coming up on the 27th of April. So please stay tuned.
Time keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is
take me back to riding bikes around the cul-de-sac and jumping over sidewalk cracks with my brother after school. Dreams we had, never knew we would grow up so fast. And summers underneath the sun don't last, even if you want them to. Then suddenly I woke up one day looking more like my dad. The world don't seem so big no more, and I gotta face the facts.
Time keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is
time ain't waiting, waiting. I keep praying, praying. I make the most of mine and live my life before I run out of time. Take me back to the river by the railroad tracks, in the backseat of that pony.
Slow it down, cause the days turn to nights. Now the year goes around, and you laugh and you cry. People change and they die, and it all leads to now. Funny when you think about
time keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is dead. If he were here, I bet he'd tell you the only thing you can't get back is
time.